going to cut an apple off the head of his pretty wife. And don't forget that when the Wild West show is over, you still have not seen it all. Introducing once again in the center ring, King Leather's Christiane Championess, Christiane, and her performing elephants. Thank you.
human projectile. Now, while they're finishing with the apparatus, perhaps it would interest you to hear a brief history of this great act. The Zaccheni brothers, Hugo and Edmundo, worked for over 9 years in a factory on the island of Malta, trying to perfect a cannon which would shoot a human being from a huge barrel. They finally succeeded, and they toured the world. At that time, Edmundo Zaccheni was the human cannonball. Then, in Kaifa, which is near Jerusalem, Palestine, in June of 1923, Edmundo suffered the great misfortune to shatter his leg while being shot from this machine, and thus ended his career as a human cannonball. But it did not end his genius as a designer and builder of these unique weapons. He experimented with many types of cannon, and finally he perfected another one in July of 1926. And at that time, his brother, Hugo Zaccheni, was selected to become the human cannonball, and he has been so ever since. His name is now a byword in every country of the world. His name also appears in that great volume, Who's Who in America. In later years, the Zaccheni brothers decided to design a cannon modeled after the armored tanks used by our armed forces. And so you see before you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the 10th cannon constructed by these famous brothers, and this one is said to be the perfect weapon. Now, before I introduce Mr. Zaccheni, let me warn all of you people who are leaving your seats not to stand behind the cannon, please. Stand around to one side and well away from it. The impact is so great when the instrument is fired, it will knock you completely off your feet. Do not stand behind it, please. Now, once again, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the Wonder Cannon, and in the center ring, the human cannonball, the inimitable Hugo Zaccheni.